quando la trompeta suena.
People in Arizona have been poor and without hope for a long time. This is the story of how hope came to Arizona. It began at a time when the poorest people in the state, its migrant farm workers, had received their greatest setback. The Arizona legislature had passed the most repressive anti-labor legislation in this country's history, a bill which makes it a crime for a farm worker to strike or boycott and makes a mockery of union elections. The United Farm Workers Union decided to fight back. Union Director Cesar Chavez called a rally at the state capitol.
Early this week, many farm workers came, very humble, very poor, and they came with stacks of letters that they had gotten their friends to write for them, and they tried to interview their senators, their state representatives, and they were not permitted the decency of presenting a petition to the people who are supposed to be representing them. And that's more shameful than passing the law. The fact is that when very good legislation has been presented to this state capitol, to this legislature, to really help farm workers, they always voted it down. Unemployment insurance, workers' compensation, child labor. Why all this fear? We're nonviolent. We don't seek to destroy anything. Our movement is a movement of building, of hope and love and justice. We're here to plead with them, to make them understand that we're human beings, and if they do not give justice to us, they cannot have justice for themselves. The Union of Farm Workers is not going to be stopped in Arizona by the legislators with these bills. It's going to give the union the issue that it needs to organize. It always happens that way. We have now the opportunity to commit our bodies, to do self-sacrifice, to erase from the minds of these men and women who are here in the state capitol that fear, that distrust that they have against us. We're going to fast because we think it is important that it be done so that the men and women, not only the state legislature, but men and women throughout this great state must understand that we're here to build and not to destroy.
And so the fast begins. Cesar Chavez chooses the Santa Rita Community Center in the Phoenix Barrio of Campito as the site of his fast. And here every night, the people come to be with him and share in the spirit of his fast of love.